Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. I also want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, folks, when you go to the website, make sure that you sign up for the free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that free newsletter, we have got lots of great gifts and bonuses that we want to give you. And also, when you sign up for the newsletter, you're going to receive right away 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you overcome the challenges that you're facing in your life. And I want to tell you that those videos are the same tools and techniques that I use personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live in my life, overcoming abuse, divorce, and having a near-death experience. So all of those details are in there on those videos, but you got to sign up for the newsletter, and that's at AskSueLondon.com. So check that out after. And got to say, Christopher, how are you, my friend? I really missed you. You've been away, and I was away last week. You didn't know that.
No, I did know it because I was listening to WBLQ on my iPhone down in Williamsburg, Virginia.
You were. Okay.
So I heard Karen Hager filling in for you last week.
Well, I have to thank you, Karen, big time. She had to step in for me last minute. I kind of had a little bit of a difficult week last week. I had to have emergency dental surgery at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night, and I'm allergic to anesthetic, and they had to give me anesthetic, just local anesthetic, and it froze me, my entire body, and I was still kind of out of it even on Saturday. So I was really in no shape to host a show on Thursday, so I felt really bad because our friend Bonnie Ross was with us. But I'm doing great. And, I was thinking about you last week and I thought of all the weeks for me to have this happen and you weren't there. And I told you go on holidays and everything would be fine. And who knew, right?
I know. And the holiday last week was, as a result of Sue and Ross being so generous, and, the entire family enjoyed it. Everybody went except my dad. My mother even flew down a couple of days later.
And she flew down, did she?
Yeah, okay. She flew down. We drove down Monday night. We were there at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning.
And oh, my gosh.
We actually stayed until Sunday. Lena has a relative in Virginia Beach, which was very convenient. Oh, she has cousins there. So we spent the night there, and then we left, and we went back on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, which if anybody ever has a chance to get down there, is absolutely gorgeous.
Wow. Well, isn't Williamsburg, Virginia pretty awesome?
It is, but I got to tell you this. You did already sell me on the awesomeness of Williamsburg because of the history and the colonial days and all that stuff. But I got to tell you, Sue, there's a lot more to Williamsburg than just that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a history lesson, but we went to Busch Gardens and we had all kinds of fun.
With you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm really glad you went. And I'm sure that everybody in Westerly, Rhode Island is still in shock that you went on a holiday, right?
Everybody's in shock.
It was tough to get you to go.
As a matter of fact, as a whole, I gave a grade to the entire station. This includes me for the way I delegate things. A B minus. Yeah. We can be better if and when this occurs again and I'm able to go away. I mean, we had a few little snafus, but we got through them okay. So I think overall the station did a good job.
Well, that's good. Well, you're still there. You know, everything's still standing, so that's great.
That's right.
We have to say a very special birthday to a special lady today, I understand, right?
That's right. It's my mother's birthday, and we're taking her out to the same place where we went out, you, Ross, and I. We're going to Venice Restaurant. We have reservations for 6:30 this evening.
Oh, nice. And well, happy birthday there, Mom. You got to play happy birthday song for her. Did you already do that today?
Yeah, I didn't sing to her, but I told her happy birthday is good enough. I'm not going to sing.
Well, that's good. And I don't sing either, Mom. So happy birthday, and I wish you all the very best. In your future to come. So that's great. You're going to our favorite restaurant.
That's right.
Good. Well, anything else new with you this week?
Well, besides that, just getting back into the swing of things. Of course, Monday was play catch up, and I don't mean the kind of ketchup you pour on a hamburger. You wouldn't eat those anyway. But now today, I think things are pretty much back to normal, and we're back into the swing of things.
Well, that's good. Well, I've really got to tell you, I missed you. We have 1 week that we're not together, and I really missed you. So it's nice to be back with you, my friend.
It's a lifetime. And again, I'm going to keep saying thank you over and over again, but really, thank you to you and Ross. You are just such wonderful, generous people, and I love you both.
Well, it goes right back to you, my friend. You're very special to us as well, and I'm really glad that y'all had a good time. So here, my southern drawl's coming out in
I know.
Voice, eh?
You sounded like Virginia there for a minute.
I see. As soon as I start thinking about a place, I pick up on their accent. That's what happens all the time.
Absolutely.
But, so we've got a pretty powerful show today. Have you ever, Christopher, lost anybody in drunk driving?
No, but I know people who have.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Pretty tough. And I thought that, you know, this weekend here in Canada, we've got our long weekend and 4th of July is coming up next week. And, you know, with the holidays, you know, summer, the kids are out of school, people, you know, still drink and drive. And we've got an amazing guest today that she's going to share her story of losing her 17-year-old daughter. So it's our hope today, folks, that you know, you hear something that's going to really help you to think twice about drinking and driving. I know, Christopher, I had my youngest daughter and I, we were hit by a drunk driver when our youngest daughter was 2. And we were hit on the side of the car and she went through the light and just out of nowhere, like, I swear my angels on the other side were protecting us. And 2 inches more, we would have been killed. And, you know, we were very blessed to be saved. But I do have damage done to my neck from that driver. So I know, you know, what it's like. And I'm grateful to say we're both still here. But I don't think the crime is enough. Okay, I have to be careful how I'm saying this.
The punishment. I know what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because, you know, when this woman, it was a woman that hit us. She hit us and she took off and she'd stole a vehicle. And she was only fined $600. That was it.
That's not enough.
Not at all. Not at all. So, you know, I'm just with school out, folks, if you've got teen children that, you know, are drivers, we really want to get the message out today. Don't drink and drive. And just so y'all know, if you want to share this show after with family members, your kids, the shows always get archived. And in a couple days, you can go to my host page on transformationtalkradio.com. So what you do is you go to the website, transformationtalkradio.com, and click on Meet the Host. That's me, Sue London. And scroll down all the way to the bottom of my page, and then you'll see where we'll be talking to Pat Bluth today. And you'll see that show will come up, and then you can play that, because we really want to get that awareness out. We don't want to see any more lives affected by drunk drivers. And if you're considering drinking, I want you to really listen to what we're telling you here today. So, Christopher, why don't this show's going to go fast. I can already feel it.
It is going fast.
I know. Why don't we give a book away? And while someone's calling in, then I can share about our guest. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
So why don't you tell everyone what they're going to win and the phone number to call?
You'll win Soar Above It All, fantastic book, life-inspiring, written by the one and only Sue London, about just basically getting through life's challenges and life. I mean, and Sue has had quite a few challenges, as she tells you every week. And I'm not going to give away the whole book, but it'll be yours just by calling 1-800-930-2819. First caller, 1-800-930-2819. Book will be absolutely free for you. If you're within our listening area and you're, I'd say, within 30 minutes of the station, you want to drive here and pick it up, that's fine if you win. Otherwise, we will definitely mail it out to you. But that's 1-800-930-2819, Sue.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Well, now, while you're calling in, I'm going to tell you about our guest. Our guest today is Pat Bluth. And Pat is an author. She's a bereaved parent, licensed family therapist, grief facilitator, and she's a speaker. Now, following the death of her 17-year-old daughter, Tammy, by a drunk driver, Pat co-founded Mothers Against Drunk Driving in her county. Now, Pat is a trained victim advocate. Pat's passion has been spreading her time, educating and changing attitudes about drinking and driving. And Pat, a certified and fellow Toastmaster, I gotta add, Pat has spoken to thousands sharing her story of hope and healing. Pat speaks from her heart, and she has brought hope to many who thought life was hopeless after a tragedy. Now, from pain to peace, a journey from rage to forgiveness is Pat's compelling story, tracing her journey from the rage to forgiveness and healing. Now, you can get a copy of chapter one of her book at patbluth.com. That is spelled PATBLUTH.com. And discover how love and forgiveness can conquer and win over bitterness and rage. So without any further delay, we're going to get Pat on the show, and then we're going to go to a quick break and bring her back. So Pat, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. I do enjoy sharing my story, even though it's painful. I hope that it reaches out to other people and that they get a message from what I have to share.
Well, you know, you have been through a lot, and I have to say again to you, thank you so much for being here, because I know that, you know, we're going to really help a lot of people today, or bring awareness at least, right? So what I want to do before I get you to share your stories, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll get you to share your journey. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds
perfect.
Good.
Well, folks, stay tuned. We're going to take that quick break, and then when we come back, Pat's going to share her story of what a drunk driver did to her family. Stay tuned.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics. Tune Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my guest today, folks, is a really amazing lady. It's Pat Bluth with us today, and she is sharing firsthand her story of what drinking and driving did to her family, and we really want to bring awareness to anyone who is going to consider ever drinking and driving again, and please share this interview later with those that you love, and your children especially. Teens, you know, need to hear this. I think as more often as possible that, you know, get in cars and share, you know, don't think like this. Before we hear Pat's story, Christopher, I understand we have a winner for the book.
Yes, we do.
Tell us who that is.
We have Frances Prescott of Westerly. Congratulations. And she does live right here in town, not far from the station. So she's going to walk over to the station and pick it up to our new studios at 58 B High Street.
Nice. Well, Frances, I hope you enjoy that book. And I look forward to inspiring you. Now, okay, Pat, you were affected by a drunk driver. Can you share your story with everybody?
I sure can. My 17-year-old daughter, Tammy, was killed by a drunk driver, and I always say one person's fun became our family's tragedy.
Yeah.
And the sad part about anyone being injured or killed by drunk driving is that's something that's 100% preventable.
Yes.
If people would drink and just choose not to drive, they would put an end to drunk driving injuries and deaths.
Yes.
So it was September 13th on a Friday. I became a victim of drunk driving, a grieving mother, and a statistic. And my life changed from normal to total chaos.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
It was a Friday night. I remember leaving. My husband and I went to the football game.
Okay.
And Tammy was sitting on the couch with her leg crossed. I can still see her. Mm-hmm. With reading a book, waiting for her date to pick her up. And it was a young man that we hadn't met before, and they went to the football game, and following the football game, they were going to go to the school dance.
Okay.
But before going to the school dance, there was another friend of Tammy's, and they were going to go pick up her date that was getting off work and then go to the school dance.
Yeah.
So after the football game, I met Mike and Tammy, and he seemed like a really nice guy, and what a gem to have to go through all of this in the first on their first date. But I said to her, "See you later." Well, little did I know that "see you later" would be the very last words that I would ever say to her.
Yeah. You know, I say so often on our show, and I know for myself, I was given 30 minutes to live in my life, and I had a near-death experience. And, you know, it really taught me when I had that happen about how life is so short. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you appreciate someone or you love somebody, you know, it's very important, listeners, to tell them that. I know I'm every minute I'm with my grandchildren, I don't know how many times in an hour I will say, oh, you're just so cute, I love you so much, and I'm kissing and I'm hugging them. And I do the same with my children, my daughters, and it drives them nuts. But, you know, you don't know what will happen. And, you know, it's something you will never forget, is it, Pat? You won't ever forget that moment.
You don't forget. And when you say you live for the moment and you appreciate your grandkids, boy, I just smother mine like you do.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I mean, you just have no guarantee that this won't happen again. So
It's sad to say, but it's so true. Absolutely. Now, tell everyone about your daughter, Tammy.
Well, Tammy was a senior at Brainerd High School.
Okay.
She was in the top 10% of her graduating class of over 500 students.
Okay.
She wanted to be an airline pilot or a doctor.
Okay.
So she had lots of dreams that were pretty ambitious, but she would have been able to meet those dreams had she been given the opportunity. She was on the National Honor Society. She played basketball. She was in band. She and I water skied together, and we downhill skied together. So we were friends. I mean, imagine a mother and a 17-year-old being friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was in church choir, and she had a sister, Jeff, and or sister Jennifer, and a brother, Jeff, that looked up to her.
Yeah.
And so they had to grieve the whole process of going without their sister, too.
Yeah, and it's really hard for a parent because you're grieving over the loss of your child, but you have to also be there for your children. It's a tough place to be.
Very hard.
Yeah. Now, how did the drunk driving crash happen? What actually happened?
Well, like I was saying, they were on their way to pick up this girl's date, and they were stopped, ready to make a left-hand turn and waiting for an oncoming car.
Mm-hmm.
And they were hit from behind. And Tammy was sitting in a Mustang in the middle where there is not even a seat.
Yeah.
So she was thrown into the back seat, and the crash caused a huge fire. And she died at the scene of fourth-degree burns.
Wow. Wow. Go ahead.
The young gal had the other gal, Chris, had burns on her face, and she was taken to St. Paul Ramsey met burn unit, where she spent 3 months. And Mike was thrown out of the car, but thank goodness he wasn't hurt, and neither was the drunk driver.
You know, you hear that so often, don't you? The drunk drivers don't. It's all everyone else that seems to lose their life. I can remember, Christopher, do you remember when we had Robert David Hall on our show?
Yes.
He's, just to refresh everyone's mind, Robert is the actor who plays the coroner on the hit TV show CSI. He was hit by a drunk driver, wasn't he? Chris.
Yeah, he talked about that in depth on the show.
Yeah, and what happened with him, he actually had both his legs amputated. They were cut off during the accident. So, you know, it's just absolutely horrific that somebody in this day and age would get into a car drinking and knowing these details and drive. I shared, Pat, in the beginning of the show that I was hit by a drunk driver with my 2-year-old in the car, and she hit us and she took off, and she had stole the car, and she was only charged $600. That's that was the law in Ontario, Canada. Now, what happened to the drunk driver that, you know, was involved in your situation?
Well, I call it my nightmare in court, and that's where I really got energized with anger, because at that point we had no rights, or if we did, we weren't informed of them. We didn't know what to expect in the courtroom. And when we got there, the defense side was all prepared, and they had a character witness say how wonderful this drunk driver was, and his wife had a letter written that talked about how their family had suffered so much. And then the defense attorney stood up and asked that he be given 90 days because he was regretting what he had done and he had suffered, and his family needs him at home. And hearing that, I gasped so loud. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Another attorney came over and said to me, do you want to say something? And it's like, yes, I do. And I stood up, and who knows what I said. If I could have been prepared, I'd have had something written out.
Yeah.
But he was sentenced to 1 year in the county jail with the Huber privilege. I didn't know what that meant at the time. It meant he could go to work every day.
Wow.
And put on probation for 5 years, and he had to pay $350 court costs. And the sad part is people that have had somebody injured or killed, they think that once the court system is through, their grief will be through and they'll feel better because justice would have been served. Well,
yeah, that's not justice.
Time, no, and most of the time it doesn't happen that way.
No, no. Now, what did you do after the court? Like, after you heard that, you know, you stood up, what did you do?
Well, I got so angry that I knew I had to do something because I just couldn't let this continue. So I had heard about Mothers Against Drunk Driving, but I didn't know that much about it.
Yeah.
So I researched and found out what needed to be done to get a chapter going in our community. And so I and another gal who was also interested in that started to do all of the requirements of what MAD wanted us to do, and we had to go through court records to see how much a problem drunk driving was in our community. We had to interview the judges, the probation, the defense attorney, law enforcement, and anybody that was affected or had anything to do with DWIs. And and none of those entities were happy to have us in there investigating. Believe me, they were like, what do you girls think you're doing?
Wow.
But we did everything we did, and we started the Mothers Against Drunk Driving in our community, and it has really, really made a difference.
Wow. Well, let's on that note, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's tell everybody what MAD is about, and because we may have people that need to want to connect with them. Does that sound good? So, folks, we're going to take this really quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Pat and share more about her story. We're going to give you tools to help you through this if you've gone through it, and we're going to keep kicking any of your butts that are listening that still want to drink and drive. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this short break.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today I have Pat Bluth with us, and we are basically really bringing awareness to drinking and driving today. Pat is sharing her story of how a drunk driver changed her family's life forever. Now, Pat, before the break, you were saying that you got involved and started a chapter for MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. Can you share with everybody what do, like, MAD do? How do they help families? What is their role?
Well, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is broken into three categories. There's national, and there's state MAD, and then there's the chapters.
Okay.
And we are trained, some of us are trained, and I'm one of them that's trained as a victim advocate.
Okay.
So whenever somebody is injured or killed in our community, we reach out to them. I have helped them. I listen to their story. We have a lot of literature we can give them. I have stood in the courtroom and read victim impact panel or impact statements for people that have been killed or injured because they couldn't do it themselves or their family members just were too stressful, or I can teach them how to write those statements because they're really important. I sit in the courtroom with people Mm-hmm. If they want us there to support them, I can explain to them what to expect in the court justice system.
Okay.
And so we have a lot of things that we can offer victims. And we also can share with people how to, about grief and what to what's normal grief and what isn't, and if they need counseling or... So there's a lot of ways that Mothers Against Drunk Driving can help victims. We also do a lot of educational things. We speak at schools, we go to churches, we go to service clubs and share about MAD and share people share their stories, and those kinds of things are offered through MAD. And some chapters have speakers that can do that, others don't, but then we share from one chapter to another.
If somebody, you know, maybe has just lost a loved one and they're, you know, needing help, do they just go to the website and then connect with you? How do they get your help?
Well, they can connect with MAD National, 1-800-GET-MAD.
Okay.
Or 1-800-ITS-MAD, ITS-MADD.
Okay.
Is for Minnesota.
Okay, okay.
And each, but if you go to National's website, it breaks it down into states, how to reach the different states.
Okay.
And well, I think Canada is on there also.
Yeah, we do have MAD here in Canada.
I
you know, they have do a lot of fundraising, different activities. Very, very good. And, you know, isn't it important that when you go through something like this to reach out and accept support? So many people don't accept support, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fear that they might have that maybe they were drinking also, or maybe they feel like they shouldn't have support because they just don't need it, or they're a bother to us. And you know, that's just foolish thinking, because we can be helpful. Matt can be helpful, especially if they've been hurt or injured and or a loved one killed. Because when I go talk to somebody, I mean, it's an instant connection, because I've been there. I've walked in those shoes.
Yeah.
I know what they are, and I don't know exactly what they're feeling, but I can have a hunch of what they might be going through. And
And I think that's important. Like, I know so many people, like I've worked with disease and different things, that they feel they're not alone. And going through something like this, folks, you don't have to be alone. You've got people like Pat here to help you. So, you know, do connect with Matt. And Pat, if people want to connect with you, how can they connect with you after the show?
Well, we have I have my own website, patblues.com.
Okay.
Or we don't have a MAD chapter website.
Okay.
But we have a phone number. I suppose they could contact us. But I think the easiest way for them to reach down to our chapter would be through National.
Okay, okay.
The 1-800-GET-MAD, because that's kind of how National wants us to go through that procedure also. So,
and if they want to get a copy of your book, they would get that through your website, right?
They can get it through the website. It's on Amazon in book form and in Kindle.
Okay.
And they can order it from any bookstore.
And share that your website again with everybody.
www.patbluth.com.
Okay, perfect. Now, how would you say that this drunk driving accident has impacted your life?
I don't know where to start on that one.
Yeah.
I became just an angry, bitter lady, and I had not been like that before. And I had just hatred and resentment, and there was no hope. And it's like, oh, I just lived like that for several years. And I became overprotective of my other children. And
you would,
the next Friday the 13th, I wouldn't let them out of the house. They all thought I was crazy.
Oh.
But it was just some of those things. And at the time, I was going to college, working on my master's for counseling.
Yeah.
And the small group counseling class that I was in, you had to go around and introduce yourself. I couldn't even do that. I mean, I broke down in tears. And, of course, everybody looked at me like, what's wrong with this person? Because they had no idea what I had been through.
Now,
but then on the positive side, I've learned to live life every day like it's my very last day. And and I don't, if an opportunity comes, I don't say, well, I'll do that 2 years from now or whatever.
Yeah.
I just hop on board and go for it. And,
How did you find, how were your children then and how are they now?
Well, they were very hurt and upset. Mm-hmm. And of course, as a lot of children do, they don't want to share their grief in front of their mother or their father because they think it'll turn up their pain and I don't want to see them cry anymore because I've seen that too much. And so they kind of deal with it with their friends. But when my son was going to college, I remember him calling up and saying to me, he didn't even say hello. He said, why did you start that mad chapter anyway? And I'm thinking, what did I do now? He says, well, I have to write a paper and I want to know why you did all of that. So I thought, well, he's grieving in his own way. But they're both very, well, he's married and gives me three grandkids, and my daughter is a school teacher at the community college down in the Minneapolis area, and my son is a kitchen manager at a Mexican restaurant, and they're living good lives now, but it was tough for them
because
I couldn't be there for them. I just was in too much pain. And
And how many years has this been now for you?
28 years.
Wow.
28 years, but some days it feels like it's one.
One
day. And that's the myth, is society says, well, you have 3 months to grieve, and if you're really into a rough situation, you get 6 months. But after that, you should be get over it.
Wow.
I've heard that from so many people, that I should be over it by now. And I'm going, well, yeah, you should, but you're never going to be, so quit telling yourself
No,
that.
Exactly. And, you know, to lose a child, you know, it's got to be one of the most horrific things. I know when my kids get sick or, you know, they go on a holiday, you know, I just miss them terribly. And my grandchildren, you know, there's such a bond with a parent and their child. How did your husband make out through all of this?
Well, he was a worker bee, and he worked it out in chopping wood or fishing. And I
like
mean,
physical stuff.
Marriages are really in tough spots because, of course, I had the family therapy therapist background, and it's like, well, I know you need to talk about this, and that's what I kept saying. You need to talk about this. And then I had gone to Compassionate Friends, which is a support group for parents whose children died.
Okay.
And I learned there that men and women grieve so differently, and the percentage that end up in divorce is like 75%. And it's like, well, I'm not going to be that statistic. So I grieved my way, and he grieved his way, and I guess we worked through it because we're on our 47th year of marriage.
Wow. Well, that tells you a lot how strong your relationship was, eh?
Yeah, but I had to let him grieve quietly.
Because
I'm a talker, and I wanted to talk about it, and I wanted him to talk about it. Well, he didn't want to.
Don't you think that's a man thing, though? Like, Christopher, step in here. Like, is this a man thing that men don't like to talk about their stuff?
Well, I don't want to be sexist, but I would say with most men, although, you know, times are changing now, Sue. I think more men are getting a little bit more comfortable about bringing their feelings out than they used to be.
I would agree with that, too, because I think they are, but it's still not where could be, I should say.
I agree with you on that, yes.
Now, I really believe that, you know, when you help somebody else, you can help yourself heal and, like, move forward, if you can say that. How has sharing your story helped you and others?
Well, I think it gives others hope because so many times you think, my life is going to be like this forever. I never thought I would ever enjoy life again. So when people say that, I understand that. So I like to say to them, your life will not be like this forever. It will, you will be able to find joy and peace again. And a lot of times people feel guilty when they laugh or have fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, I try to remind them, don't feel guilty, enjoy it, because the grief will come back.
Yeah.
You aren't going to lose it. And if you do have some fun in life, it doesn't yeah. mean you've forgotten the loved one that has died or whatever.
Right.
And I remember one girl that had read my book.
Okay.
And she said to me, oh, I learned so much reading that book. She said, my brother died by drunk driving, and I thought my parents had abandoned me. And she said, now I realize they were grieving.
Oh, yeah.
It still gives me the chills when I read that, because, you know, it's like, wow, she got something out of that that I would not ever have guessed, that helping others would help just her understand her family.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing when you do something, you don't know how much impact that you can have on others. I know, Christopher, how many times have you and I gotten feedback from a listener that something we've said or something we've done have helped them?
And I think the book, too. I mean, the book itself, when we gave those away and you came to town, we know we've touched a few people's lives that way, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll never forget when we did that remote show and that man called in and wanted to buy the books to help himself. Do you remember that Christmas time?
And then that had to do with alcoholism, too, which is kind of related.
Right. Yeah, for sure. What I want to do now, Pat, is we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I want you and I to talk about forgiveness and maybe get you to share some tools to help maybe people in this place, help them to just to get through another day or to get through the grieving, if you can say you get through that grieving. But now, before we go on the break, I want to tell everyone that you're going to hear a song that's going to start at the beginning of the commercial break. This song is actually wrote and it's sung by Michael Brown. Now, Michael Brown is the sax player for the band Shanana. And Michael is an upcoming guest who's going to be sharing his personal journey of losing his wife, Amanda. He sent this to me this afternoon. I was talking to him on the phone earlier today. And when he sent this to me, I got very choked up. And I thought this was very fitting for the show today. So we're going to start the commercial break with you hearing that song. And then after the break, then Pat and I are going to share some healing tools just to help you cope. So stay tuned and we'll be right back after this short break.
Well, Sue, if you don't mind, we'll come out of the break with that song, if that's okay with you. And then we can talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
All right.
That's okay. You're the boss, my friend.
Well, you're the boss too. Okay.
Oh, really? Okay. Take it away, my friend.
All righty.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
I saw as I said goodbye. She said she loved me twice in a blink of an eye.
Gotta tell you, that song brings tears to my eyes. Don't know what it did to you guys, but very touching. And folks, today we're talking about drinking and driving. I hope that something that we are saying to you here today is going to make you think twice about ever getting in a car and drinking and driving ever again. Now, gosh, we've got like 4 minutes or 5 minutes left, Pat. I want you now to share with everybody some tools. Help them. What can they do? What's their first step?
Well, the first step is understanding what grief is, and that no two people will grieve alike. So that the way that you're grieving, if somebody's telling you it's not right, you know, don't listen to them, because that can add anxiety to your grief already. And time alone will not necessarily heal wounds. You have to do something. You have to share your story. To me, sharing your story over and over and over helps heal, because, and the difficulty is finding enough people that'll listen.
Yeah.
Because you run out of listeners before you run out of the need to tell your story.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and for me, the biggest thing that I needed to do to heal was to forgive the drunk driver, and that was something I thought I would never do, had no interest in doing, could never ever do that. And part of it was because I didn't understand what forgiveness meant. Mm-hmm. And once I figured out and sorted that out with the Lord's help, because I thought it had all to do with the drunk driver, well, it really has a lot to do with just yourself to get rid of your anger and your hatred and your bitterness. And once I could say those words, I forgive you, all of that just lifted from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I give in my book a step-by-step process of what I did to be able to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you all of that in 4 minutes.
I know. Well, we're down to 2 minutes now, eh?
Uh-oh.
No pressure on you here. But, well, you know, go ahead.
People are afraid of tears, and tears are healing.
Yeah.
So if the tears keep coming, they're cleaning out your soul and all of that stuff that's in there.
Yeah.
And another good tool that I found helpful for me was journaling. I could write anything I wanted, and I could swear, and I could say everything that I wouldn't say to other people.
Yeah.
But it was a way to release them, because those feelings need to come out.
Yeah. Well, you know, Pat, I talk, and folks, you've heard me share this tool with you before. Writing a total truth letter is when you, a very big exercise, and it sounds very similar. You're writing a letter to someone who has, you know, caused some negative emotion within you, and write those feelings out, like what Pat is saying. Get all those words in your mind, like even those words you're taught as a child never to say. Get them in this letter, you know, get it all out, sign it, date it, tear it up and burn it, or burn it, and there more letters will come out of you. So as it happens, let it come. And it's so important to get it out of you. You know, I can tell you firsthand, I held my pain in, and I developed Crohn's disease. We don't want to see anything like that happen to any of you listening. Get it out. It's really good advice you're giving there, Pat.
And I like to remind people that they've lost something really important to them, but they haven't lost everything. And so many times we just want to focus on what we don't have, and I try to encourage people to focus on both. You need, you know, it's okay to grieve, but also enjoy the little moments that are there, because they're there every day.
That's true. Very, very true, and very good advice. Now, here's some more pressure on you, my friend. You got like one minute, but in 1 minute, share some final words of inspiration, can you?
Sure. I would say that give yourself permission to live life once again, because life has meaning.
Yeah.
And if you need to forgive somebody, sort out what it is to forgive, what it means to you, and know that that's going to be where healing really starts, because for me, healing, and it might not be for everybody, but it's what worked for me. Yeah. And without that, I became suicidal. I wanted to take my own life, and it just wasn't worth hanging on to all that anger and bitterness. So if it's there for you, do something with it. Share it, talk about it, and all of those kinds of things.
Great.
And to
great.
Know that what you're feeling is okay, but do something with it.
Great advice, my friend. We're out of time. Folks, go to Pat Bluth, PatBluth.com. Get a copy of Pat's book and share this show with your children and your friends. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and meet the host and scroll down to Sue London on her on my page, and you'll hear this archive show. Let's not have any more lives affected by drinking and driving. Pat, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Thank you. Folks, thanks for tuning in. And next week, we've got Mr. Bob Barker back with us, Mr. Price is Right himself. So enjoy that. Please do not drink and drive at all ever again. And on behalf of my guest, Pat Bluth, my wonderful producer and friend, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. And happy birthday, Mom. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and
helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.